The assembly voted unanimously in favor of the sales tax holiday, but that doesn't mean everyone was happy about it. Here's member Phyllis Hackett.
This is something I struggle with every year, and the reason I struggle with it is that I really believe the residents of Sitka should support our community year-round, and I really don't think this sets a positive precedent to do that.
The tax holiday is meant to boost sales on the days known to retailers as Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. But Hackett said it's not clear it does anything of the sort.
I have talked to retailers in town, and I've been told every year, it helps some, but they don't know if it's really worth it.
In the end, Hackett voted yes, along with the rest of the assembly. Mayor Mim McConnell and member Ben Maiasato were absent. The assembly also took up a pair of long-running disputes among neighbors. First, assembly members considered whether to continue leasing city land to the White Elephant Thrift Shop for another 30 years. The shop's current lease expires in 2016. But neighbors Dorothy Breedlove and Scott Harris complained that people dropping off donations at the Whitey often park in an easement on the property, blocking access to their homes. They asked the city to require that the Whitey resolve that issue as a condition of the lease. Here's Assemblymember Pete Esquiro.
Well, I believe that the owners of the property behind the Whitey are entitled to some relief from some of the problem that they're experiencing.
The assembly voted to put off a decision on the lease until the Whitey and its neighbors can come to some agreement. The assembly then moved on to another easement issue, whether to grant a conditional use permit to Brian Jardine to allow him to run a bed and breakfast out of his home at 105 Shelikoff Way. Jardine owns a charter fishing business, and neighbors had complained that he was housing clients at his home, essentially running a fishing lodge without a permit in an area zoned for residential use only. Jardine had applied for a permit in 2004 and 2006 and was denied. His house is accessed by an easement across the property of a neighbor, Richard Mulligan, and Mulligan complained about noise and traffic. After several hearings this summer, the Planning Commission recommended the Assembly deny the permit. That decision rested in large part on a scathing memo from City Attorney Robin Kochak, who wrote that Jardine had admitted to hosting about 100 paying charter guests each season. She invoked the legal concept of a plaintiff coming forward with unclean hands.
And that is when somebody comes to the table with unclean hands, when somebody is saying to you, well, yeah, you've told me twice before that I can't have a permit, I can't have a bed and breakfast going on, but I've been doing it anyways, and we're expected to believe this time that they're going to make things right or they're going to follow the...
Kochak said the incident raised larger concerns for the city.
Because what's happened here is that there's been a loophole.
And what is this loophole you're referring to?
Well, the loophole is that there's no enforcement.
That was Kochak speaking with Assemblymember Mike Reif. She said she's drafted changes to the Sitka General Code to clarify requirements for lodges and bed and breakfasts, and will present those proposals to the Planning Commission at its next meeting. As for Jardine, Kochak wrote, as a matter of law, this is fairly straightforward. She said the city could be sued for violating its own zoning code if it granted the permit. Jardine was not present at the assembly meeting, but in a letter to the Planning Commission, he accused Kochak of, quote, smearing his request. Assembly members said they were uncomfortable making a decision that could cost Jardine his business, but in the end, they said they couldn't justify granting the permit. Here's Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter.
I do not like these processes because we're looking at individuals' livelihood and ability to live in towns, but be that as it may, I am in this role. So given this, all the evidence we have, the discussion from the Planning Commission, the items that went through one by one, I have to say I agree that not all of the necessary conditions can be met to issue this conditional use permit.
All five assembly members voted to deny the permit. Meanwhile, Tuesday night's meeting began with a goodbye. That was from departing Assemblymember Mike Reif. Tuesday was Reif's final assembly meeting. Next month marks the end of his 3-year term, and he's not running for re-election. Reif was visibly emotional as he thanked his family, fellow assembly members, city staff, and the community.
Thank you, Melanie, my love. I'm coming home a lot more often now. Thank you, Assembly. It's a pleasure to serve with a highly functional and respectful group. Thank you, City Administrator, Attorney, and staff. You're a professional, you're great, and you are so underrated. And lastly, thank you, Community of Sitka. You are engaged, informed, passionate, and demanding, and I would not want it any other way.
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.